July the 1st, 2014, 7:57 PM, at home in Bradford, and I'm in a bit of a quandary, because I'm too tired to go to bed. I want to go to bed, I'm tired, but I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered going up the stairs and having a shower and going to bed. I can't be bothered doing anything. I'm very, very tired, actually, today. Circumstances at work means I've got an extra bit of responsibility put upon me. That's fine. I can cope with responsibility. But there's a lot going on at the moment. As far as work is concerned, it's a real rushing, hard, slogging end to the year, and it's hard because all of us adults who work in the school are absolutely girding ourselves for a tough end to the year, and all the children are starting to relax a bit. They all know what class they're in next year. We're having the transition week this week. And we know that before the holiday, testing times are coming, and they could come at any moment. But at least, kind of, we know they're coming, so we can absolutely put our best feet forward for the weeks ahead. So tomorrow's going to be a big catch-up day for me at work, and I definitely need it. I've got so much to catch up on. New displays I want to put up, and units of work I want to plan, and I've got bits of reports I need to write. All the boring stuff from work, though, that comes when you work in education, that people don't see, that clogs it up. Honestly, there seems to be many thousands of taxi drivers in Britain who seem to believe that people who work in schools work 8:30 till 3:30, and then that is it. I can tell you, they are very wrong, especially the teachers. I'm sure for many of you on audio, boo, you're all intelligent people. I'm preaching to the choir here, but teaching anyway is a phenomenally hard job. And although I'm not quite a teacher, what I do is pretty close to it. Next year, there won't be so much taking my work home with me, but I know it's going to be a lot of new responsibilities for a lot of quite important things. So I need to work harder on making sure that I don't bring my work home with me, and that I'm not coming home tired or miserable. I've got to make sure that I am still keeping a work-life balance. But for the next couple of weeks, no, that balance can't really exist. I've just got to do my job, work a few extra hours if need be, and just keep going till the end of July. What doesn't help is that this is a big month for bills as well. Got quite a few bills coming, and I'm not exactly strapped for cash. It's got to be careful. Got to keep one eye on my bank account, which stings a little bit tonight because my brother sent me a message. He has bought himself a PlayStation 4. Oh, I'd love a PlayStation 4 right about now. Thing is, I've got plenty of games to play on my PS3. I've got The Wolf Among Us to finish. I've got Beyond Two Souls, which I hired from Boomerang. I've had that nearly 3 months now. It would have been cheaper to just buy it. I've got several other demos to play. Yeah, I've got loads of stuff. I've still got loads of stuff to go on the PS3, but I want the new and shiny thing. Thing is, during summer I'll probably get all these games that I want to play finished off, and that's when I'll start to think about and save up for PlayStation 4, hopefully. But my wife has said that if I do buy a PlayStation 4, I've got to give her some money first. So a PlayStation 4 will cost me a lot more than it would cost the average person, because I have to pay the wife tax on any electronics I buy. And any electronics I buy, I must pay a subsidy to the wife. And for the PS4, that works out that well. She's worked it out at £200. Oh, pretty steep. I can't believe I'm actually thinking of paying it. Maybe I should just put my foot down and say, no, I am the man of this house. And I will buy my PlayStation 4, whether you like it or not. What am I thinking? I'm not going to do that. I'll just pay you the money. Because at the end of the day, if I bought a PS4, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it if I didn't have her blessing. Oh, plus, I love my wife very, very much, and it's important for me to keep her happy. Oh, but I'd love a PS4. That would be a good way to unwind and de-stress after work. Right, I'm going to go to bed, I think. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up the hills. I'm going to go up the wooden hill and have a shower and get some kip. I just finished listening to Graham's Boo about kids' TV. And, I'm with you on the adverts. My little girl doesn't really pay much attention to adverts, but adverts aren't really something she's got to contend with, thanks to the wonderful power of TiVo. You can just skip the adverts, so she never has to watch them. My little girl quite likes Dora the Explorer. She loves the songs and the We Did It, and I think the repetition of the programme helps. I love it for Swiper. Simple as that. But I can understand your concern, Graham, about it being kind of a little bit full on. I mean, when you've got a giant purple talking backpack dancing around screen going, backpack, backpack, you know, you can almost see a price tag coming up in the corner, available from Toys R Us for $24.99. But I suppose even the BBC merchandises a little bit. I mean, we've got enough Peppa Pig stuff here, but you're right, the BBC just seems a bit more conservative and calm. It's a much better influence than them loud, noisy kids' TV channels. Speaking of which, I had the misfortune of watching a bit of Saturday morning kids' TV a couple of weekends ago. Oh, it were dreadful. Just a load of, like, 18, 19-year-olds prancing around a studio pretending that all of their scripted buffoonery was, you know, off the cuff and spontaneous and, you know, oh, it's anarchy here at the BBC, we're all crazy, all that, and oh, it was just dreadful. It reminded me of the Young Ones. I think it's the first episode of Young Ones, there was a programme, a spoof TV programme called Nosin', N-O-Z, Nosin' Around. And it went nosing around, nosing around. And there was Ben Elton stood on this dance stage dancing. He was like, yeah, kids, we've invented a program for us young adults. Yeah, it's hip, it's banging. And then it cuts to a woman who stood on the scaffold and she goes, yeah, I'm on this scaffolding because that's what this program's all about. Shock. Now let's go over to Percival, who's lead lecturer over at London Polytechnic. Yeah, if you're on the dole, go see roll. It's just that kind of, that fake anarchy that, I can't stand. I can't stand that loud nonsense. I've only got 13 seconds left, so I've got to finish by saying I have got a soft spot in my heart for Rastamouse. Although I wouldn't let my daughter watch it. I don't want to hear her going round describing things as Irie Man in it.